Beyond the Edge of Things by Stanley H. Barkin. Like a mad Columbus, I have been following the sun beyond the edge of things. East New York was my starting place. It was divided, like Gaul, into three parts. These parts were the L's, BMT, IRT, IND. Three parts supplemented by one, Crescent Street. In my mind's vision, these demarcation zones defined my poet's journey. I had to seek what was beyond the L's and edges. Beyond the BMT was Bronzeville. Belmont Avenue's pushcarts, herring and pickle barrels, chicken markets, the Amboy Dukes, Junior High School 109, Mrs. Amsham's embroidery class, Mrs. Rubin's beginning Hebrew, dear old Strauss's anthem. Mr. Fleeker's discovery of my sulfur stink bomb in the auditorium. The bridge over the train yards, too dangerous to pass, but closer. Grandma's gefilte fish, berry and peaches and apple preserves. Barrels of fine dishes and family secrets. Grandpa's auctions, treasure boxes, bidding to be discovered. Molly Pecan's Edel Knitten Feedle. Beyond the IRT was the Canarsie Dumplands. My friend Gallagher, the Bugman of Brooklyn, and our ritual search for Cynthia and Cecropia moth cocoons. Beetles pinned on Riker mounts. Bicycles made from parts found in the burning dumps. The water's edge. Places to watch the submarine races. Beyond the IND was Highland Park. High hills against the grain of wind and heavier than I, newspaper load, to deliver in rain, sleet, snow, or hail. Jew-hating other newsboys. Servants' quarters beyond the big houses of mansion land, milk boxes, tips, Italian groceries, long loaves of bread and cheese and sausages. Beyond Crescent Street was Queensland and the Long Island. Jan's huge banana splits, girls from other planets, Rego Park, my brother's teen love, Diana, country in a city, Mom's pre-fuller brush and Avon sales places, Kutchog, Hapog, Patchog, Yaphank, all the way to Montauk Point, the edge of Pomonok. All these before I took a plane to Miami, to the edge of America to learn about the other half at the hotels where Abe, my father's friend, gave me entree. My journey's been from East New York to the world, but always I return to basketball games in Howie's backyard, stickball on Georgia Avenue with my Huckleberry gang, snowball fights over the dunes of 47, Bank of Broken Nut games in Passover Spring, turd piles over the tar coverings of the rooftops where Blackie did his summer duty, where I would venture and spy the tiger lilies growing in the gardens of my neighbor's patches of sky and hope, where I would be Jimmy in his own little room again, when the bluebirds would be over the white cliffs of Dover.